Today's Country and your all-time favorites. Study 5 won the bull. Rob gets in the bullpen, and joining me here in the bullpen, one of our voices of the Chickasaws, and he's wearing the Pheasants Forever cap as we speak. We have Nick Knoll joining me here in the studio today. Nick, a pleasure. Finally have a face to go with the name. It's good to see you.
Yeah, glad to be here. Wearing lots of different hats in the community and proud to represent Chickasaw Pioneer Pheasants Forever and talk with you a little bit about what we do there.
Absolutely. So let's talk about Pheasants Forever. If you haven't heard already starting to run the ad for you guys of the banquet that's coming up here.
Yeah, we get excited for our annual fundraising banquet. It is our biggest fundraising effort, where we put on a great evening for conservationists across the area and people that want to learn more about our organization. We put on a great night, a lot of great gun raffles. That's always one of the highlights of the evening, but quite a bit more there with a live auction, silent auction. We raise money not only for habitat efforts across the county, but as well as both of our trap shooting clubs in the Turkey Valley area, as well as New Hampton trap shooters. So we'd like to support the efforts of everybody that comes to our banquet, and we have a great turnout each year, and seems to get better every time we put it on.
So what we expect in terms of maybe some food provided for everybody who gets involved here?
Yeah, absolutely. So your ticket will start at $55, and that'll include a prime rib dinner as well as a Pheasants Forever membership. So you can get the magazine, comes to your household, learn more about what Pheasants Forever does on a nationwide level, as well as some of the county efforts. The chapters represent the county. The beauty I like so much about Pheasants Forever, Rob, is that at the chapter level, we control our own funds. So donations that come into our chapter can get spent right here in Chickasaw County. Doesn't go to the big pool of money necessarily, as you see your money go to work right here at home.
That's the best part of it, keeping it local here in New Hampton and Northeast Iowa as well. Of course, with you mentioned the live silent auction stuff, kind of stuff from the local businesses come together bringing this stuff to you?
Yeah, you're right. That's where we can't put these kind of banquets on. Like anybody that tries a fundraising effort, you can't do it and raise the money you look to raise without the cooperation of local businesses. And we do reach out to them for banquet items, donations. We do have great sponsors. So we've got sponsorship packages starting as low as $250 all the way up to our $1,000 platinum sponsorship. And we reach out to those that understand our program and ones that want to learn more about our program to become sponsors, and it really is very rewarding when they see what we can do with their help and cooperation. We thank them a lot for that.
Absolutely. Nick Knoll joining me here. Pheasants Forever Banquet, which we're currently having coming up here, and also we'll have that posted online, 951thebull.com. Not to put you on the spot or anything, but wanted to hear from your perspective how you've been involved with Pheasants Forever and what do you recommend to our community about
growing up? That's a great question. We're sportsmen at heart. We like to go out and hunt pheasants here. We've got great pheasant population. So that's how it started for me, just passionate about going out and chasing roosters. And I think, it's going to date me a little bit here, Rob, but I was at Colby's having a pizza when I was a teenager and overheard a Pheasants Forever meeting going on in one of the back rooms and just started asking some questions and kind of been involved ever since. I went to my first banquet when I was probably 18, 19 years old, somewhere in there, and actually won a gun on my first banquet. So I was kind of that beginner's luck thing, when I won on a raffle, it was really neat. And it wasn't necessarily winning the gun that hooked me. It was just the people involved in the organization. my dad and I have a family farm that we love to hunt deer and pheasants and everything on. So it was neat to see some of a project that I learned about go into one of my own properties. And so it just got hooked on that. I go to the state convention. I've been lucky enough to go to the national convention and just see what conservationists nationwide do. And it's not all about growing birds. It's water quality. It's making sure our soil is in good shape and taking care of all the species, long far reaching than just the ringnet pheasant. What we do and what we put in the ground is just good for everybody.
Absolutely.
Humans and animals. So we're proud of that.
Yeah, so all coming back to nature there, and glad that you're a part of Pheasants Forever. And again, check out the banquet. We'll have the information posted, 951thebull.com. But further information, can they get in touch with you or get in touch with the...
Sorry to interrupt, but great question. We've got three local businesses that are great at getting tickets out there, and that would be Sheath Ace Hardware of New Hampton, Rapid Printers of New Hampton, both on Main Street. If you're in the Lawler area, stop in and see Mick at Mick's Plumbing. He'll take care of getting you a ticket as well, or his staff will. And you can learn more about sponsorships as well as tickets at ChickasawPF.com.
Or if anything, maybe just like you said, word of mouth, or right even here on the radio, you hear about Pheasants Forever, and there it goes. It just goes from there.
So. Yeah, and we appreciate the opportunity to visit with you about it.
Absolutely. Nick Knoll again, thanks for joining me today and talking about Pheasants Forever Banquet.
Oh, great to be here, Rob.